What if I just pass out?
That'd probably be like a better ending. But I'm going to quit while I'm ahead and welcome you back to the Tobin and Leroy Show. It is Frog Week on the program. Hour two of the program, ladies and gentlemen. I believe Vlad's here now. I think Vlad's ready now. What's up, dog? How are you? Everything's good? Just got to check on my boy sometimes. While he gets settled in, I'll go ahead and read these liners, get this stuff out of the way. These headlines are brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. At Doral Volkswagen, you can choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock like the Tiguan, the Taos, and Atlas. And remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen. Miami Heat, yesterday victorious, of course. We've been talking about it all day. But there are some other headlines, including, like I just mentioned, Dame Lillard out indefinitely with the blood clots. When you saw that story, Leroy, what was your first thoughts? Please.
Tough break for him. Like, he's one of those guys that handled himself accordingly. And so I felt bad. Uh-oh, he made a run for it.
Yeah, look at that. Look at that transition. Call to the bullpen.
Call to the bullpen.
What's up, Leroy? You happy with last night's result?
Yeah, I was actually pretty amazed at two things.
That Bam came to play?
That Bam just sauteed Draymond Green.
Oh, yeah, he cooked him.
And I don't think people realize how unique the athleticism of Khalil Ware is at 7 feet.
Monster yesterday, dude. Monster.
And I saw two blocks that only a handful of people could pull off. Wiggins block when he got from the paint to the 3-point line and got a hand on it. That's rare. That's rarefied air right there. So it was good seeing it all come together. I like the fact the thing that I was impressed with the most, they saw Bam Cook and Draymond. Guess who had the ball in his hands? That's the way basketball is played.
I like the fact Spo let him play the whole quarter.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. You see somebody getting cooked, you keep cooking them. You don't all of a sudden go through offense. That is your offense right now. Until they do something differently. And then when they start doing something differently and you got guys making threes, now they up against it.
Couple other headlines we haven't had a chance to discuss. Leroy, did you see the Giants? The Giants have made an addition to the roster at quarterback. Super Bowl winning quarterback Russell Wilson has agreed to a 1-year deal, according to Adam Schefter.
Really?
up to potentially $21 million, including 10.5 guaranteed. What do you think? What do you think of potentially the projected starting QB for the Giants?
I feel like that's the Giants.
Like, makes sense.
It does make sense. They're trying to have somebody hold down the fort until they can get all their, everything in order. To go and spend a whole bunch of money for a quarterback right now with where the rest of your team is, has the looks of Daniel Jones. Let me just put it out.
Leroy, they can't draft a quarterback knowing their coach is on the hot seat.
Well, I'm saying until they. I'm not saying they're going to do it this year.
Right.
I'm just saying until they make that commitment to quarterback, I don't think they should be spending a lot of money on a quarterback simply because your team ain't ready for a quarterback to be the final piece or icing on the cake.
They have the lowest win odds next season, I think. It's like 3.5.
Yeah, I can see it.
The March for Arch. That's what they're saying.
The March for Arch. Got it.
Hard times for the Giants.
That's pretty good. I'm not going to lie to you. I thought Tank for Tool was good. That was good.
You like that, huh?
Yeah, that's pretty good. It's better than working on it. Fall on the sword for Cam Ward.
And you know what sucks about that, right? Are they looking at their coach and going, makes no sense to get a new coach now?
That's what I'm saying. Just,
yeah.
Because the owner said, this is it for you guys. I mean, you know, rest in peace. They're on the foreman. And they had to make a move. And everybody thinks they should get Shedeur Sanders or a quarterback. But if you don't win this season, and then your coach and general manager gets fired, and the new coach and general manager comes in, and they don't like the quarterback you drafted, then what happens?
Correct. Correct. It's a tough spot to be in. But here's the problem. What if they mysteriously go 9-8?
Oh, then you give Russell a 2-year deal, and you get Sierra on Good Morning America.
No, but what I'm saying is, what does that do for the coach and the GM? Keep him?
I mean, do they get the playoffs? Is it 9-8 and in the playoffs?
No, you ain't making the playoffs. At 9-8 with
playoffs
with the Eagles and the Commanders. The Commanders in your division. If you get to 9-8, that's called respectable and exceeds what everybody thinks of your team and your franchise. So if you do that, even though you don't get the playoffs, are you going to put all that on the GM and the coach also?
We didn't get a chance to talk about this either, according to Adam Schefter.
What did he say?
Yesterday, Stephon Diggs signing with the Patriots.
Patriots got all that money, man.
3-year, $69 million.
It's really a 1-year deal.
What?
It's really a 2-year deal.
They gave him $69 million, and he's on a...
$26 million guaranteed, $22 million per year.
Coming back from a torn ACL.
From a torn ACL in week 8. He's on track to return by week 1 of the upcoming season.
They got
to
give Drake May somebody to throw to.
Yeah.
Yeah, Drake May is pretty good. I'll give him credit.
And I don't know if they want to draft that wide receiver from Arizona that early.
Yeah, that's fair.
I mean, but
and they got money to spend,
dude. I don't know how to handle people making assumptions. Oh, he'll return from that injury. You know what I mean? If your team is too young. And all of your signings and the guys you bring in have to contribute, right? That means you don't have the luxury of having a guy return week 5. Then I don't know if I'm giving a big contract to somebody who's injured and can't play right away. They say he'll be ready. So, you know, but I just like there's things that you can't control. Like you can't control health. You think you can. You think you can get an idea of what's going on or whatever. But the thing is on your road to recovery, there could be some setbacks. And you imagine giving somebody $69 million to be your number one and he don't play till week 6? Then what are we doing?
Things are quiet on the home front. No major moves made by the Dolphins, although...
There's no moves to make, really.
Correct. Well, other than re-signing your own guys, I would like to see Calais Campbell signed already. I'm not going to lie to you. It's making me nervous.
I do, too, but here's I also the want deal. Him to win.
The money is there. They made him an offer.
Yeah.
I think it's more along the lines of not whether he's going to take the offer, but whether he's going to play. Right? So... Yeah. We all trying to make it sound like he kicking the tires to go other places. I think he likes it here.
I think he does too. But the allure of a championship or potentially a higher contract if you are towards the end of your career.
I asked Vlad this.
Yeah.
I'm going to ask you this again. If you're a free agent and you want to win a championship, what team are you signing with?
Potentially the Chiefs.
Wow, I'm playing with Patty? You don't want to play with Patty?
Yeah, you got to play with Pat.
Come on, Chris Jones? You don't want to play with Pat and Andy?
No, Reid? I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, are they? And so
I play Philly.
Let me get this straight,
Philly.
If you I don't know what the answer is.
Yeah,
that's why I'm asking. If you Calais Campbell, you think your best chance to win a championship is with Kansas City?
Yeah. One of my top three chances for
why
sure.
Why not?
Okay, I give you three picks.
Philly, Detroit.
So you say Kansas City number one, yeah. Philly number two,
and Detroit number three.
Okay.
Those are three so teams I can say.
You don't
with.
Think any other team in the AFC is worthy.
He could go back to Baltimore. He went to Baltimore before.
I'll go to Buffalo too.
So, but you're gonna see that's five teams.
So I'm naming five teams before I would stay here in Miami.
Really?
I just named five teams.
If I want a chance.
No. I know. I'm saying, but still, like, sometimes having too many choices is not better. It's worse. Having to pick what team you think gives you the best chance to win a championship is probably the hardest decision that you'll ever make. See, it's easy when you're an athlete to say, well, they gave me more money, where this is near home, or this. When you say, I want an opportunity to win a championship, that's why I did this. That's the hardest reason to make a decision to go to a team, because again, Chiefs went back to back, something that ain't happened in a long time, and made it to the third Super Bowl. But if you look around the league, there's a lot of teams that are coming up, and I promise you, if I would have taken a healthy Detroit and put them in the same spot as Philly, they would have beat the hell out of Kansas City also.
If it was a fifth, we all be drunk, okay?
But no, but I'm just like
that's what
okay, you, but
all I know for the last
you're making a decision.
But all I know is for the last 6 years, the team that's been in the AFC Championship, absolutely given, it's been the Kansas City Chiefs.
I got you. Sorry.
You know, if I'm in the AFC,
you're picking the Chiefs. Say if I have a choice, if I have a pick,
if I want to stay in the AFC, I would stay. I would. And they had a choice. I could play with Chris Jones and I could play with Patty. Upset okay. Patty? Upset Patty's going to be great.
Yeah. Now, hopefully, he says,
you think
who needs
you think he's going to get some abs, or you going to keep the dad bod?
Nah, you keep the dad bod.
Nah. He was even scared.
You see how Tua is? Tua's got a dad bod right now.
Yeah, but I don't know. I mean,
off season. Jesus. That's don't make nothing of it.
That's rough. Exactly.
Off season.
Don't worry about
rough.
It.
Rough. One last thing before we go to break. Not sure if you guys saw about this rule change attempting to somehow make the kickoff more entertaining, as it has been completely removed from the game. The NFL Competition Committee is set to change the spot of touchbacks from the 30-yard line to the 35-yard line.
Jesus Christ, they just want more scoring.
This is apparently in an effort to further boost the rate of returns.
How?
There's less sentiment to move the spot of the kick itself, meaning if you kick it to the touchback, it's going to be boring for television, so therefore you're giving up 35 yards. But if you kick it in the zone so that they can return it, that's good for television, so therefore, you know, we'll figure it out. That's just kind of because they just got tired of the touchbacks because people were like, yeah, I'll settle for the 30. They're trying to make it like people won't settle for the 35. They'll settle for the 35, dude. Eventually, they're going to be like, all right, well, we're moving touchbacks to the 40. And they're like, well, why do we even do this kick then? And people are going to start only onside kicking. What we need to do is what the XFL did. You put a ball in the middle, you have two people run to it.
That's you want Oklahoma. That's what you want. You want Oklahoma draft.
Yes, dude. And I want that to become a position that is now scouted in the NFL draft process of like,
all right, who's to be fair, be if you really want to make it
a gladiator,
if you really want to make people kick off to those zones,
yeah,
save they don't. if it's a touchback, you just automatically put it to 50. Now they now they not gonna mess around. Nobody wants to start.
But that's what I'm saying. But 35
is like 35. It's only 20 yards. You're in field goal range.
I mean, 35. They're like, all right. Well, you know what? Whatever. I'll do that. That's fine. I don't care.
I could give up a field goal if I have a good defense.
50 is like,
all right. So let me get this straight.
Now, wait a minute now.
So then now they're gonna at that point though they're gonna be like, all right. Well, I'm onside kicking then. If I'm giving it up at the 50, I'm just gonna onside kick every time. And then that's the new game.
You can't.
They but if you onside kick, you have to announce it beforehand.
Yeah, you gotta let them know.
For sure.
And you're onside kicking from your own what, 20?
From your own 20.
Where are they kicking off from now?
Let's see. Where do you? Because where you kick off is different from where you line up, which is why this whole thing is like stupid. They've ruined the onside kick, or they've ruined the kick.
So they're moving. They're moving the players back.
Oh my God. Is this true?
Yeah.
Hold on. I'm reading things about this that I didn't even know it was this bad. This is so stupid. In the NFL, onside kicks are only allowed in the fourth quarter now. Only by the team that is trailing. They must declare their intention.
Yeah.
And it says beyond the setup zone. There's like a setup zone. Return team would start the drive at the 20-yard line if you don't do it properly. Like, this is stupid. This is all stupid. Put the ball at the middle. Have two men run for their lives. That is entertaining.
Hey, clearly, you haven't been in one of those collisions.
Hell no. That is crazy. Special teams is crazy.
I would say if you take and move the kickoff point. It's at the 20 now.
Let's see.
Where does the kicker kick from? The 20 or the 30?
Where does the kicker kick from?
No, yeah. I think he has a running start. Like, he's not even kicking from his...
No, the kicker is by himself.
Yeah. He kicks from the 35-yard line.
Right.
Right now.
Right.
And then the other players are at the other 20 or the other 25. Your defenders.
He kicks off from the 30 or from the 35. The defenders are at the 40.
Yeah, they're 40. They're 10 yards ahead.
No, but they're at all the players on the kicking team, apart from the kicker, are at the receiving team's 40. Yeah.
Right.
So they're like crossing.
So and then where is the regular people, the return team is at the 35?
Yeah, because they're 5 yards apart.
Okay. So here's what I would do.
What are we even doing?
Here's what I would do. I would move the kicker to the 25.
All right, we're moving them back.
The kick return team to their own. They're normally lined up on the 20.
Yeah.
I move them up 5 yards and then move the kick team back 5 yards or 10 yards. So I want them 10 yards apart instead of 5. And I want it back. If you want to promote returns, you have to give the return team or the receiving team a chance to set up a blocking scheme.
Why can't we just go back to the old ways without the wedges and people getting hurt?
Because
figure out a way.
I'm going to tell you like this. I didn't have no wedge, and I wasn't busting no wedge when I ended up in the hospital run down on kickoff.
Yeah, look,
what they're trying to avoid is the sheer collision of it all. But what I would say is 5 yards if you want a return. You want a game plan. You want special teams to have a game plan based around returns and trying to do things to make that a viable play. You can have the guys 5 yards apart so that the return team never has a chance to set up and block them. That's why the return guys just let it go. So if you want to promote a return, the way to do it is how much distance do I need to put between the kick team and the receiving team so that the receiving team can also game plan and have a blocking scheme. 5 yards is not enough. So I don't care where you move the kickoff or where you move anybody else. If they're 5 yards apart, you don't have an opportunity, a viable opportunity for them to make a play of it. So they're going to always let it go.
That's boring, dude. Ball at the 50. One guy at the other side. One guy at the other side. They run at each other. You got to get the ball because it's become skill. Everyone can be fast. You got to get the ball. And then you're fighting for it. And if someone gets injured, it's only one guy at a time, baby. That's easy.
All you have to do is move the return team and the kickoff team 5 more yards apart. It then gives the return team an opportunity to set up a play, either a left return or a right return. You cannot do that 5 yards apart.
Too many injury risks, Leroy. My
no,
way,
it's not. Think not 10 yards apart.
Benefits. The gambling, you want to bet on the coin toss, that's 50-50. Now you can bet on the kickoff 50-50. Who will get it? Will it be the Eagles? Will it be the Giants? No one knows. We're all dependent. We're looking at this guy. Has he been running in practice? What's this guy's 40 time versus this guy's 40 time? What technique is he going to use? Is he going to dive at the ball first? Is he going to try to knock him out like the guys? Like,
do me a favor.
You're definitely going to pick this guy who has some Greco-wrestling skills.
Dude, you see?
Well, now we're doing it. Now we're doing it like a hockey. What do you call it?
Like a hockey fight?
Face off.
Yeah.
Come on.
Marcos, let me say this. There's nothing that bothers me more than people that truly do not understand what that collision is like.
Yeah.
Trying to promote that collision.
That collision is horrible. It's a car accident.
I ended up in the hospital.
Yeah.
Trying to tackle because I had never tackled before.
Yeah.
The smallest guy in the NFL.
That's why you shouldn't be on special teams.
And I'm not soft.
No, not.
Nobody called you soft, Leroy.
You should never be on special
teams. No, but I'm just saying. I hit a guy, tried to tackle a guy.
He got the best of you.
No, I turned my head full speed. He hit me right on the side. Night, night. Next thing I heard was, you want the sirens or you want to ride in quiet?
See, but that's what adds to my point, though. That's why a running back doesn't need to be on special teams. A backup tight end doesn't need to be on special teams. It needs to be the one guy who's been training for the gladiator run, which I have now named it. It is no longer the kickoff. It is the gladiator run.
Why don't you just use American Gladiators? Why don't you just have them just grab a, like a...
they get a stick? You think they get a stick with the...
Yeah.
Ooh, now you're talking. Now we're talking. But this person is trained, and it's only one guy. It's only one guy.
Why don't you have them joust? The joust. Wow. Why don't you have them for possession. That's Marcos. That's what he wants.
Joust. I told you all you need joust. To do. All you need joust. To do Dang. Is put them 10 yards apart. That way the return team has a better chance to scheme a return. That's it. You can leave everything the same. If you want to promote more returns, you can move the kicker back 5 yards. They still kicking it in the bleachers if they want to.
But that doesn't solve the injury problem because we still have 20 people on the field, which increases our chance of injury by 20 times as opposed to the gladiator joust. There's only 2 people on the field. What's the worst that can happen?
You know, what's the worst that can happen?
Even if both of them get injured, you know, how many people get injured on the kickoff? You got 10 people running this way, 10 people running that way.
Let me tell you
crack
something.
Back block. This guy tears an ACL.
I'm gonna be honest with you. I have to be the only person that got concussed at a Pro Bowl.
No, the running punter. Down. Nah, the punter for the Washington football team. When Sean Taylor decided this was real football, not Pro Bowl.
That's what happened to me. I was on run down kickoff, and I was just running.
You get concussed.
Returner ran out of bounds. And somebody came and cleaned me out. And I told them, "See, you better hope and pray that you're not in this game the next time I come and run a play.
I hope he took your advice.
Really? You gonna fight in Hawaii?
Yep.
You're gonna fight in Hawaii, bro.
Fight in Hawaii, dude.
Look, are you gonna fight in Hawaii?
Black.
There's a luau going on every night. Come on, man. How you gonna fight in Hawaii? Come on. I know all the food that's out there for him to eat. He gonna fight. He wanna fight.
Let me explain to you. The only times I've ever gotten into it in football is the one phrase I hate more than anything.
What's that?
Is we all in this together. When guys say, we all worried about, I'm like, no, you're not. Why would you hit me in a Pro Bowl on the sidelines like that? I'm offended because you think I'm not one of you. Or you just think you're going to have something to joke and laugh about. Well, no, that ain't happening. So now we have a problem. So I don't know what the other 20 guys are doing. But me and you playing football from here on out. And so when I get, any time in football, well, I've gotten a feeling that, oh, this guy wants to hurt somebody, or this guy is trying to get his name on TV or whatever by hitting somebody like that. I'm like, okay, no worries. No worries. I got something for that.
What year was this, Leroy?
Yeah, I got to look this up.
No, because it's got to be not an NFC linebacker if he's talking like that.
Yes.
Somebody hit him. So it's got to be like, let's see.
I know exactly who it was.
Wilbur Marshall?
Ooh.
No.
What year was this?
Derek Brooks.
No, it wasn't Derek Brooks.
Not Derek Brooks.
It wasn't Singletary.
Nope. I'm not telling you.
I know you don't got to tell me.
There's one guy who knows.
You don't got to tell me. I'm going to know. It ain't
LT. There's one guy who knows.
It ain't LT.
No.
There's one guy who knows.
Who's that?
Tobin knows.
All right.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I'll find out.
All right, when we come back.
Oh, Ricky Jackson.
Actually, no, before we go.
No, me and Ricky cool.
Pat Swilling.
Not Pat Swilling. Not none of them.
Leroy, I know you're not going to tell us which linebacker, but
Chris,
can you
Dolman?
Tell us about.
Tell me about Liv, though.
Tell me about Liv Golf, please.
Oh, you want to know about Liv?
Please.
Guys, it's that time of year. Liv is coming back to Trump National Doral, April 4th through the 6th. You know they're going big. You know they're going to have a party, music, DJ sets, epic street food, ska punk legend, Sublime headlining on Saturday night. Go out there and see some of the giants of the game. By the way, let me add, all major championship winners. Couple of these guys, multiple. John Rahm, Bryson DeChambeau, Brooks Koepka, Sergio Garcia will be there, Phil Mickelson. The list goes on and on. Grab your tickets at livegolf.com. That's livegolf.com.
Welcome back to the Tobin and Leroy Show. Vlad here holding things down in the driver's seat. Figgy in the background getting her makeup done. Leroy holding things down from Casa Horde. You have a teenager at home still for spring break, correct?
Ooh, goodness.
How's that?
Dude, I got, first of all, I don't know what it is. For some reason, my kids think this is a restaurant.
Yeah, I was going to say that.
So. This morning, she got up, and it smells lovely. She in there making crepes.
Oh. Wow.
So, I'm not a crepe guy.
Yeah.
I don't know why I've never gotten into crepes. You know, but
I can tell you, not because you weren't rich growing up. Because I can't tell you any 17-year-old or 16-year-old who had the idea even of, I'm going to make crepes at my house.
No, it has nothing to do with money.
Crepes.
You want me to tell you what it has to do with?
Oh, she went to France. She's cultured.
No, my wife's from Canada. That's what they eat.
Ah, French Canadian? That's That's interesting. I still just, I guess I don't know too many French people, I guess. But never have I had the thought of like, I'm just going to make some crepes at home.
Crepes. I think crepes are just lazy pancakes.
Crepes?
You said crepes?
Crepes? Creeps?
Crepes.
Crepes. Creepies.
So I don't know how that works.
Yeah.
You know, I see her in there cooking. Now Mima knows what's up.
Yeah.
Mima make me a bacon and egg sandwich in the morning.
Now we're talking.
Ooh, three eggs over medium.
Yeah.
With the bacon. I throw a little piece of cheese on it.
Yeah.
Whoa. My day starts off right.
Take that, Canada.
It's much harder to make. Yeah, crepes are harder to make than pancakes.
Yeah,
for sure. Your timing has to be on point.
They're thin. Like, I used to see, like, when I went to Aventura Mall, they had, like, a guy who was making them there, and I thought it was a luxury of some sort. That's why I was like, what's crepes?
No. It's here. It's – there's certain items in the world that are very similar, but prepared just a little bit differently, right? All over. So something that you would look at as being fancy is actually normal for, you know, a Canadian. I don't like the bread. Now, I do like, you know, like how pancakes can be real bready. Like you put the butter and the syrup on it, but a waffle, oh, I love a good waffle. Love a good waffle.
Well, I love a good weather report, Leroy. Can you give me a weather
report? Early weather report. All right.
Brought to you by the DeMesmin and Dover Law Firm, your accident attorney.com. Free consultations 24/7 at 866-954-more.
Beautiful.
All
right. Beautiful. I'm looking at it. I previously thought yesterday, because it was mostly cloudy, that we had a slight chance for rain. Up north, they got pounded. It did not rain down here.
Oh,
it rained wrong. Now I'm looking at it as like mostly sunny, winds coming out of the north.
Yep, yep.
Coming out of the north northeast at about 5 to 10 miles an hour. It looks really lovely. I'm going to say it's about 78 degrees because it's a little bit sooner. And it doesn't look like there's much chance of rain, but up where Tobin lives, they got pounded. I saw them. Wow. Leroy runs over the Ed Reed like that special teams player ran over him.
You know, when that wouldn't happen during the gladiator joust, no need to run over anyone. You got to be skillful and quick. Thank you for that weather report, Leroy. I believe it has listed here 82 degrees.
It's that warm already, huh?
That's what it says. It even feels like 85, apparently. So
it's warm.
It's warm, but have no fear. It is a perfect temperature right here on the Tobin and Leroy Show. Make sure you stick around because we're going to play our favorite Wednesday game when we come back.
Oreo? Me and Oreo, a Latino Oreo.
Oh.
Me and Vlad.
Yeah.
And then we got, what is it, Dolce de Leche in the middle.
Did they ever, ever make that flavor? That sounds like the Dolce de Leche Oreo.
Huh?
Dolce de Leche.
But you got to do Dolce de Leche in the middle Oreo. With vanilla. You know what I'm saying? You can't do chocolate. Yeah, they have it. We couldn't even have, Vlad, they wouldn't even let us have Oreos. They had to go ahead on and put vanilla on that.
Yeah.
Can't have nothing.
Just a little bit better. Add a little bit of class to the Oreo, am I right?
Wait, you making it sound like you vanilla. No. Oh no, brother, you close to us. Hey, you better stop.
Dulce de leche Oreo though. Sounds pretty delicious, although I've never had it. I'm looking at pictures of it right now and I'm thinking some pretty naughty things, I'm not gonna lie to you. It's on DoorDash.
For what? Dulce de leche Oreo?
Yeah, I can DoorDash it to here. It says it'll be here in 39 minutes.
Damn.
So it's it's two white.
No, it's two normal Oreos, but on the inside, it's
black.
Like, yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's the only thing we had, and then they done took that to made white Oreos.
Bastards.
Can't have nothing.
Gave us the shortest month too.
Tell you what though,
they make genres out of
it. I know something that they'll never mess with. Pig lips.
Oh.
Hey, there's some food items that I grew up with. The only people in Louisiana eating it.
Mm. Chitlins.
No, let me tell you.
Gross.
Can I just tell you?
Yeah.
I had chitlins before. They're not bad.
All right.
But the whole block stinks when you're trying to cook. And that part of it is a turnoff.
Well, not to turn you off anymore. Rats off a ship when we come back. Ah. Welcome on in to the Tobin and Leroy show. I didn't hear you just now, Leroy.
I said I'm coming in tomorrow.
You are? Well, unfortunate news. I won't be here tomorrow.
I'll be here.
Yeah. I'll be on the show, but I just won't be in person. Why? Is Snitchy Mouse back to school?
No, she wants to come.
Oh, okay. Nice. All right, well, that's fun. Leroy. Yeah. What I do?
I've seen your equipment.
My equipment.
Do you have the setup to do the show from your house?
That's fair. That's a fair assessment. That's a fair assessment.
like it's one thing. Listen, this setup, not done by me.
No. It is a nice setup.
Quite a nice setup. IT guy.
Yes.
He got all kinds of stuff. He can record. He can do video. So, while people see my setup, it is not me.
Yeah.
That sets this up. IT guy is awesome.
He's done a great job for sure.
Yeah. So, you're not going to do like Robbie and be sitting in a closet.
No. This time, no. I even have a little green screen thing that attaches to my chair that I'm interested in trying out, because if that works, then the silly sauce is going to keep going.
We are not.
Just a little bit of experimenting,
baby. Trying stuff.
Well, just a little experimenting, baby.
Everybody has that friend that always tries stuff.
Just try a little bit of things.
And it don't never work out.
Nah, this one's going to be smooth. You'll see. Smooth.
Got you a green screen.
Got a green screen. Got a good microphone. Got myself
Should I get a
light.
Green screen?
No, you're good. Your background looks cool. I like looking at your background. I see the piano there, the soundproofing, the LED lights. You're good. You're all good there. All right, Leroy, I'm going to start off with the topic number one here. You let me know how you are feeling on these things. We got something coming to the movies this weekend, Leroy. It's actually already out, but I want to know, spring break, you're going to have an opportunity to see this Snow White live action. Leroy, we are bringing it back. Snow White is back in theaters.
Did you say live?
Live action. That means... Although I do think the seven dwarves are going to be CGI, we got Gal Gadot.
Wait. Why we got to CGI the dwarves?
Hey, I mean, you can't find five other Jimmys.
They're all wrestling.
Oh man, jeez, Jimmy. Oh my God, that's just
hey, that's
so
not on the list. That's a point. That's a point. That's not on the list.
It's wrong, but it's a point. But it's wrong. Yeah, but it's still a point.
Hey, that's inbounds, though.
But you know,
you could hit it off the backboard. The free throw still counts.
What was the Santa Claus movie with?
Billy Bob Thornton and the other guy.
No, not that one.
All bad
the
time.
One where he was the brother of Santa Claus.
Huh.
Vince Vaughn.
Vince Vaughn. Yeah.
Right. Remember, all those were famous actors that were CGI'd as little people, except for the black dude.
Yeah. I'm not sure why they chose to, because potentially some of these characters could have less than favorable personalities, and I don't know,
What are you trying to say, most of them are angry?
No, just one from what I hear.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
So are you rats off a ship? Is that something you're going to just take a peek at, maybe?
How can I say this? There's one name you mentioned that I'm never going to be rats off a ship.
Oh, Gal Gadot.
Yep.
She's hot.
Yeah, she is. She
is
not rats off a ship. See,
she's a tall drink of water.
In the desert.
She's Wonder Woman.
Wonder Woman.
What about you, Vlad?
I even watched the second garbage Wonder Woman because she was in it.
Don't even remember what the movie was about. Great movie, though.
I just liked her in her costume.
The other girl was good. Well, who's the bad, the one that was the villain? What,
Kristen Wiig?
Yeah.
The comedian?
Yeah. I mean, in the outfit, like just seeing her regularly, Gal Gadot is beautiful with whatever role she's in.
I am a big Gal Gadot fan, but I am rats off a ship.
Oh,
you know what her first movie was, right?
Nope.
What?
Fast and Furious.
Oh.
I didn't know that. First known movie, probably.
Yeah.
First known movie.
All right, number two on the list, Paul American, Leroy, the Paul Brothers reality show premiering on HBO Max tomorrow.
Let me save you with the explanation.
All right.
Rats off a ship.
Rats off a ship.
All right. Fair. Had enough of the Paul Brothers, apparently.
It's not that I've had enough of them. It's that I don't need more of them.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's fair. Perfect amount of Paul Brothers.
See, I appreciate what they do
because,
you know, a lot of these influencers or how they started, you don't ever hear about them taking care of others.
Yeah.
And so I'm never going to hate on the Paul brothers because what they have done through the fight game to get other fighters paid.
Yep.
But that don't mean that you could get me to watch you doing other stuff.
That's fair. That's fair. Vlad?
Rats off a ship.
Rats off a ship. All right. And the last one on the way out. Gentlemen, do you know what week it is?
Shark Miami Week. Music Week.
Frog
Miami
Week.
Ultra Week.
Frog Week and Miami Music Week, a.k.a. Ultra Week, like Vlad just said. So I'm going to ask you guys, like I do annually, the Ultra Music Festival. Leroy?
I'm rats off a ship. It's outside my demographics.
Rats off a ship.
If you had asked me 30 years ago.
Yeah. Well, you better watch out because we're going to have some Ultra Music Festival family feud later on.
Oh, Jesus.
That's right, baby.
Then you know we got to have
Richard
the Black Widow.
Man.
Yeah.
We got to have J-Fig on.
J-Fig's going to be on there to defend her title as the Family Feud champ.
Instead of Richard Dawson, we have Richard Frogson over here. Yeah, come on, man. With your Family Feud. Get out of here.
Ribbit Dawson.
Ultra. It's a point.
Point for Lee.
Ribbit Ribbit Frogson is funny.
Do you are you rats off a ship on Ultra Music Festival, Vlad?
Nah, yeah, man. I'm off that, Mac.
Rats off a ship.
Back in the days, yeah. What am I going to do?
Somebody, Nick T.
What?
No, player. Imagine you are back in the day with Ultra with a Jerry
with
Curl.
A Jerry Curl.
So get yourself.
That'd be nice. That'd be a sight to see indeed. Just like the rest of the show will be a sight to see. Got 2 hours left on the Tobin and Leroy show. We'll be back with more shenanigans after this.